Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Good morning. It's 6:39 on WGN. My name is Steve Dale, and yesterday, what a great time I had. You've heard about these cat conventions where they have cat videos and there's a kitten cafe. They had adoptable cats available, by the way. I don't know how many they adopted. I hope they adopted many cats and kittens out. In addition to all that, there were speakers, and unlike other cat conventions, not that I've been to that many, but they brought in folks that are legitimate speakers. And the keynote speaker, and what I mean by that is not that just there for entertainment value, but they're for education. So the American Veterinary Medical Association is co-sponsoring this whole event. Began yesterday. I was the keynote speaker yesterday morning, and the keynote speaker this morning is Becky Robinson, the co-founder of Alley Cat Allies. Thank you for getting up so early with us, Becky. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So let's start with this. What is Alley Cat Allies, for those who do not know?
Well, we're a national organization, but we're also working internationally. So we call ourselves a global advocacy group for cats because they're in such need and so misunderstood.
Well, all that's true. And what I spoke about yesterday is that the tide may be changing, at least in my opinion. And there's data to demonstrate that, incidentally. But what are you going to be speaking about this morning?
Well, we're really glad to be Platinum sponsors. This is the first ever Meow meetup here at the Convention Center in Rosemont. And we have launched a campaign, #LoveCatsMore, which is encouraging people to take an extra step to act on behalf of cats. A lot of people have cats in their homes, but what more can we do for cats since they give so much to us?
Well, one thing that's changing is that, and it's happening right here in Chicago, it's been happening, because of trap, neuter, return, vaccinate, and I'll let you explain what that is in a moment, these cats never get into an animal shelter. Better for the cats. Better for other cats because now there's space in the animal shelter for very adoptable cats, and probably better for Chicago in some ways. And I'll let you explain what this is.
Yes, well, that's one of the programs we advocate that is a huge movement now, and it's very successful in that Americans a long time ago started realizing there are cats, and if you take them to the shelter, they're not adoptable. These community cats, feral cats, are never going to be adopted. They're not socialized to people. So what's best for them is to, what you said, neuter them or spay them to stop the flow of litters, controls the population, they're vaccinated, they're ear-tipped, which you can, just the left ear or right, is 1 centimeter during the surgery is removed. So then they're identified, and so sometimes they're microchipped, and then they're returned to their colony. That's what's important, because here in Chicago, that's been very successful, and there's even a study to show how successful it's been, especially on a large scale. 84% of Americans have in our poll have said, we want our tax dollars to go towards spay and neuter and vaccinating and not killing healthy cats. And this has really been successful.
Mm-hmm. However, there are others who say we're concerned about the cats being outside because of the wildlife that cats can devour. And a group has gotten together and said, we don't know that this is exactly true. And you're looking at right now a metropolitan area, Washington, D.C. There is a study that I know I'm on the board of the Wynn Feline Foundation, as I suspect you know. And the Wynn Feline Foundation is among the many groups that are supporting this study, and I believe Alley Cat Allies is involved.
No, we're not involved in that. That's a study, I think, that's 3 years it's just launched. We do know that this idea that we must kill cats to save wildlife is just scientifically and morally flawed. You know, cats have been a part of the ecosystem for thousands of years. They're part of our landscape, and removing them creates a vacuum. It destabilizes the relationships, and it ends up with, you know, dire consequences. And that's why there's so many, 650 communities, cities and counties have changed their ordinances and their policies, and they are adopting non-lethal control. And that's what we're supportive of. Lots of groups are supporting now non-lethal control for good reason.
And when I began doing what I do, I wouldn't have believed that I'm about to say this. And Chicago isn't alone. In Chicago, over 90% of the cats that ultimately go to Chicago Animal Care and Control are get out alive and either go to a foster family, another shelter, sometimes a private home, but they get out alive and well. And for cats, that's always been a bit of a hiccup and have lagged behind dogs. And now there are communities in the country where cats are actually ahead of dogs. This is one of them. So I think that's very cool. And I think that's one way in which the world is changing for cats. You speak at 10 o'clock this morning, Becky?
Yes, I do.
All right, the Meow Meetup is at the Rosemont Convention Center. That's on River Road in Rosemont, and I had so much fun there yesterday. Wasn't it a lot of fun?
It's been terrific. I love the kitty yoga and the cat video fest, and come out. There's still tickets.
Yeah, Little Bubba's out there, and Colin Marmalade Video Festival. Some wonderful speakers, including the person that we're talking to now on the phone who will be speaking at 10 o'clock, so there is still time. Becky Robinson, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day, Steve.
One more thing. To learn more about Alley Cat Allies, where do folks go?
Go to alleycat.org.
I knew that. Thank you, Becky.
Thank you, Steve.
WGN Radio, it is 13 minutes before 7 o'clock. 44 million, that's how many pillows. 44 million MyPillow has sold over the last 13 years. They are really that good. You haven't tried one yet? What are you waiting for? MyPillow has built a business on the foundation of helping people sleep better, all while making each pillow right here in the USA. So ditch that flat, worn-out pillow that you've been sleeping on for decades. Try MyPillow. Join the millions of people who are getting the best sleep of their lives. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-299-9579. Use the promo code WGN. Easy enough to remember, and buy one pillow premium, you'll get one MyPillow premium free. It's B-O-G-O, folks, on top of a 10-year warranty. What's B-O-G-O? I don't know what that is. MyPillow is so confident that you'll love your new pillows, they'll give you a 60-day money-back guarantee. I know what that's about. So sleep on it. If you don't believe it's the absolute best, well, you could return it for a full refund. Call 800-299-9579 or log on to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WGN. And here's what you could do. For the buy of one premium, you get one offer. The buy one premium, get one offer. That's exactly what it says right here. WGN Radio, Steve Dale, Steve Dale's Pet World. And on the phone now, and I've met you at the Meow Meetup, Diane.
Yes.
And I'm hearing myself back. Does this sound as bad as I think it is? I don't know. I hope not.
It sounds okay to me.
Have you got the radio on in the background?
I do not.
Okay, I'm not quite sure what that is, but I do know this. You have exciting news, and I'm so thrilled to talk to you for a whole lot of reasons. Unfortunately, over the past year, beginning with a cat shelter called Treehouse, and continuing through the Animal Welfare League of Chicago very recently, and I'll be talking more about this, I'm afraid. I hope I don't need to do that, but I'm afraid I will need to do that. And now, more recently, the firing of Susan Russell, who was doing a very nice job at Chicago Animal Care and Control. All of that happening, news that isn't so great for the animals in Chicago and the greater Chicago area. You, my friend, have wonderful news.
Yes, we are opening, we're with Community Animal Rescue Effort, CARE, and we are opening our adoption center on August 4th.
And tell me more, first of all, about CARE.
So CARE is a foster-based organization, and we've been around since 1987. We just recently bought this building in Skokie and can't wait to open it up.
Okay, and where is the building at?
It is 4927 Main Street at the corner of Main and Niles Center.
Well, I mean, the great thing about this, first of all, you are foster-based completely or mostly?
At this point, completely.
All right, that's not a bad thing, because explain what fostering is, and for those interested in doing so, I assume you're happy to hear from people.
We are happy to hear from people. So with the fosters, the animals stay in people's homes. They get good socialization. We get to know a lot about them, how they're going to behave in a home, and that helps a lot with adoptions.
Yeah, so we could do some basic dog training 101, at least, for dogs.
You right, get a feel, get kittens used to what house rules might be in someone's mm-hmm. home.
Yeah, so you get a feel for what that animal's personality is really like. And, well, you can do that in an animal shelter. It's more difficult to get a hold on, you know. And shelters are, as wonderful as some facilities really are, and as hardworking as those in the facilities are, it's not a real home-life situation, and some animals just don't do well in a shelter.
Right. It is tough, and no matter how much enrichment you try and do, and we try and do a lot of that, it's not a home. It's not a natural way for these animals to live.
Yeah. And you have your grand opening coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is August 4th. We're having an open house from 12 to 3. So we'd love to have people stop by and check it out.
Okay, that's August 4th?
Yes.
Okay, and again, that's 4927 Main Street, correct?
Correct.
All right, well, congratulations to all of those involved in community animal rescue effort, or more easy to say, care.
Care, yeah.
And you guys clearly do. It was good to run into you at the Meow Meetup, and I thank you very much for joining us this morning, and I congratulate you as well. What's the website?
The website is carenorthshore.org.
All right. Thank you very much. And again, congratulations to all of you, Diane.
Thank you. It's exciting and scary at the same time.
I guess so. I understand. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So let's see if I could disconnect this here. And because I want to, there we go, take this call. Good morning. Sharon, you're on WGN.
Hi, how are you, Steve?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. You know, I wanted to find an organization in the northwest suburbs that would be willing to take in my daughter's pet corn snake. Her name is Hange, and she's beautiful. She's red and yellow. She's about 4.5 feet long now, and it's, you know, with things going on with my daughter, it's hard. I don't want to touch her, but my daughter loves her. But, you know, she knows that we just aren't able to take good care of her now. And I'm looking for an organization. I have the cage, you know, everything that comes with her. I'd be willing to donate as well as make a donation to the group.
Oh, that's nice.
I want her to go to a good home, not a Craigslist potentially get harmed type situation.
Well,
you know?
You're right about that, as far as going online and randomly doing this. And it's unfortunate that you can't keep the snake anymore. And for those who don't know, while corn snakes are not a domestic species, they're really kind of close to it, because corn snakes are bred for temperament. And you mentioned the beautiful colors, and they're bred for that too. So as docile as a snake is or can be, corn snakes often are if they're handled from the time they're young. And they definitely have personalities of their own as well. The Chicago Herpetological Society. That's who I would contact.
Say that a little slower.
Chicago Herpetological Society. And they have a Facebook page. They have a website as well. And
okay. And
what they do is they do exactly that. They rescue reptiles. And they're very, very good at it. They've been doing it a very long time. They also provide education for the community, and they have a show every year where they present a variety of different reptiles, some maybe you've not even seen before, but it's all about education. And they are one of the leading groups in the country at doing what they do. Chicago Herpetological Society.
Fantastic. Yeah, she is a sweet snake. We had to take her to the vet just to check her out for a respiratory thing, and the vet said she was just so great. She let her open her mouth with her finger without any issues, and, you know, she's got a really good temperament. So, yeah.
Yeah, like a snake with a good temperament. That's what I always say.
For sure.
Okay. All right. All right. Hope we help. Thank you, Sharon. Good luck. And I'm glad, I'm very glad that Sharon isn't just going to Craigslist, because you just don't know who's going to buy that animal from you. And I appreciate the fact that she truly cares, because pets are like family. I mean, they really are, and even snakes at times. And that's why doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you need them. They're your pet's second best friends. They're located at the corner of Belmont, Western, and Clybourne. MedVet provides emergency and specialty care, so you can go in with your dog or cat, or presumably, yes, indeed, your pet snake. And they will say, okay, this animal needs, I think, maybe a neurologist or an internal medicine specialist, or they have a whole cancer specialty center right across the street that is just primarily for that. I mean, they have specialists, I don't know how many specialties, it's 10, 11, or 12, and it's just like human medicine. So a veterinarian goes to school to become a veterinarian, but then goes to school forever longer to become a certified veterinary cardiologist or ophthalmologist or maybe a specialist in dentistry. These are just among the specialties that are available at MedVet Chicago. They're one of the best in the country at what they do. The phone number is 773-281-7110. To learn more, you can visit medvetforpets.com. Again, 773-281-7110. Well, I don't talk about this often enough. I hope you do like my Facebook fan page. Just go to fan pages on Facebook or facebook.com and then /Steve Dale, Pet World. And similarly, I have an Instagram page that's all about behavior, Steve Dale's Pet World.